The Supreme Court of Appeal dismissed all Shabir Sheikh's applications for appeal and also upheld the sentences of 15 years incarceration on the two main charges. Judge Craig Howie delivered a summary of the decision at the court in Bloemfontein.
In the criminal case, all the applications for leave to appeal that were referred for argument are dismissed. All the appeals are dismissed.
The court upheld the findings of the trial court regarding the corrupt nature of the relationship between Sheikh and Zuma. Judge Howie said that on four occasions, interventions by Zuma on Sheikh's behalf advanced or were intended to advance Sheikh's commercial interests. He said the most important intervention by Zuma resulted in Sheikh acquiring a highly lucrative contract to supply armaments for two new corvettes for the South African Navy. Judge Howie said the only reasonable inference that could be made on the evidence is that some 238 payments were corruptly made to Zuma by Sheikh to influence Zuma to act in conflict with his constitutional duties. The court's decision increases the likelihood that the National Prosecuting Authority will reinstate the corruption case against Zuma. That case was ordered stayed by a Durban court in September when the state was unable to proceed within the time required by that court. Spokesperson Makosini Nkosi says the case may now move forward.
The National Director of Public Prosecutions, Advocate Vusi Pikoli, will have to apply his mind to that and decide what ought to be done. You will remember that that matter was struck off the roll. The state was not ready to proceed. One of the reasons why the state was not ready to proceed was this very matter that was finalized today.
Last week, the National Prosecuting Authority was granted leave to appeal another court decision declaring the seizure of evidence from Zuma's homes last year illegal. Once that matter is finalized, it is likely that the NPA will make a final decision whether or not to proceed with a corruption case against Zuma. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.